Thanks, Pastor Aaron. Well, exciting new seasons, eh? It's great to be here, as it always is, and we've communicated this with you before. We really enjoy coming here. There is just something so special about the anointing that is upon this house of God. You know, we just love the worship here and the way that you go about your worship. There's a genuineness that we really love. So it's great once again to be here. We bring greetings from our senior pastors, Pastors Joel and Sharon Chalaya from Centerpoint Church, and they want to just let you know that they love you and care for you and that hearts are knit together. Let's just pray. Lord, we just thank you together as one that you are good, that you see, you understand, you know the situations of our lives. And Lord, we bless you this morning because of all the amazing things you've done in our past. We remember those things. We choose to remember those things today. Lord, we thank you for the incredible things you're doing in our future. And Lord, the amazing things that are happening in this church right now. And God, I ask that you would open our ears to hear your heart. And Lord, that we would be responsive and attentive to you in every day of our life. We bless you this morning and say that we love you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, who's excited about the new season in God for you? Two hands. Come on. We can do a few hands. This is an opportunity for you. This is an exciting season in God. You know, for God's doing a new thing. And the great thing about new things and transitions in God is this means that it's a new thing for you all. It's an opportunity for you all. It's a chance for you all to step into something new and fresh in Him. This is an exciting season. And it's wonderful meeting Pastor Aaron this morning and seeing the potential that there is in this room. These are good days. And I don't want any of you to think that God's passed you by in some way, shape, or form, because this transition, this season, is good for every one of you. You're a body. So God's going to bless you together. He's seen this. He knows what's happening. He's in control of the circumstances that exist. And this is an exciting new thing. You know, I've noticed that there's always blessing in transition. There's always the opportunity for blessing in transition. And Isaiah 43 puts it this way. It says in Isaiah 43, 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" Be careful that you don't miss it. Be careful that you're aware and watching for the new thing in God. And it says this. It says, "I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." See, when the new thing comes, God's going to make opportunities and ways where there weren't ways before. That as He develops you as a church and grows you as a church, there are going to be rivers in the desert. There's going to be roads in the wilderness. There's going to be opportunities that you haven't experienced before. And if we can have our eyes open and be aware of that and be ready for that, we won't miss out. But every one of you this morning needs to be aware that this is about you. This isn't about the leadership of the church. This is about all of you. You are part of a body. God is going to move you together into a new thing. You know, we can trust Him in this, amen? Do we trust Him? You know, and why would I be so confident about what God is going to do? Because of the faithfulness of God. God is incredibly faithful. Through seasons of transition and change is probably one of the best times to experience God's faithfulness. about 7 or 8 years ago, we were pastoring a church in Port Kennedy. And due to health reasons and sensing the moving and the shifting of God in that situation, we felt to hand over our church to another church. And it's an enormous thing. And you need to understand what Pastor Stewart is going through at the moment. This is like handing over your baby, something that you've nurtured and loved and something that is so important to you that it's like cutting off your right arm. But you know, God wants to take us through those situations. And I remember that in the act of doing that, I learned so much about God's faithfulness. That no matter whether we're the senior pastors of a church or whether we're Ian the Christian, God is faithful. He has a plan and a vision and a purpose for each one of us. So I'm just going to share this morning around the faithfulness of God, because I think you need to hear it. We all need to hear it about the incredible faithfulness of God. And first off, I'm going to share 5 incredible attributes that cause God to be able to be as faithful as He is. Now, you might hear the word faithful and you might have been disappointed in your life by the people around you, or you may even be disappointed by God. But look, God has certain attributes that makes Him incredibly faithful. First of all, He's omniscient, which means He knows all things. You know, how could we trust God if He didn't know all things? 1 John 3 verse 20 says, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things." So this morning, don't forget that every situation, every little intimate detail of what you're going through, of what you're experiencing, of what you're feeling, God knows. He knows all things. He's not only aware of a few of your thoughts or a few of the things you do or a few of your desires. He's aware of all things. So He can be faithful because of that in a manner like nobody else can. God knows all things. He can be faithful in every detail of your season ahead. Secondly, God is omnipotent, which means that He is all-powerful. How could we trust a God who wasn't all-powerful? How could He be faithful unless He was all-powerful? He has the opportunity of being able to change all circumstances and all situations. He is all-powerful. But Psalm 66:7 says, "He rules by His power forever." So it didn't just run out last week or 10 years ago or even 1,000 years ago. God is all powerful today, and He will be all powerful tomorrow and into eternity. Because of the power of God, He can be faithful like no other. You can trust Him. He has power to move in your situation. Psalm 106 says, "Nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake, that He might make His mighty power known." This morning, He wants to make His mighty power known to you. He wants you to experience that. This isn't just something written in a scripture or up on an overhead. This is something He wants you to experience. He wants you to bring the difficult, the awkward, the challenging, the things that seem impossible. He wants to release and show you how powerful He is. He is faithful to perform His power in those areas. God wants to demonstrate His power to you, and He has the power to change every situation. This is Psalm 89. It says, "O Lord of hosts, who is mighty like You, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds us." His might, His power, and his faithfulness are connected together. The third thing that God is omnipresent. So he's everywhere at the same time. He's at all places at once. See, how could he be faithful if he wasn't in all places at once? How could he be faithful if when you're at your greatest need, he was off somewhere else dealing with some other situation, talking to your neighbor down the road? He's always available to you. There is no other faithfulness like that. God's faithfulness is always present. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now stop, close your eyes for a moment and grab hold of that. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is a promise of God's faithfulness this morning, that no matter what your situation you're in, how far you feel away from God, he's never left you and he's never forsaken you. Fourth thing is, God is always truthful. If he wasn't always truthful, how could we trust his faithfulness? Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. He is always truthful. Psalm 33:4 says, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all that he does. See, it's not that God is a truthful God. It is who he is. It's his persona. He is truth. He is absolute truth. And look, I've mentioned this before in this church, but in my 61 years of life, he is the only thing that has remained true. Science has changed, culture's changed, even the climate's changed, but the only thing that hasn't changed is his truth. God is inherently true. It's who he is. It's his persona. And the fifth thing that God is immutability, which means that he's unchanging. Psalm 111 verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven and your faithfulness endures to the generations. His faithfulness is settled. His word is settled. Who God is settled. It will endure for all generations. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. How's that for a statement? God declares, I am the Lord, I do not change. Unless God was these things, he would not be faithful. And we can trust his faithfulness because he does not change. He is who he is, and his nature is faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. It's who he is. He is faithful. Now, I need to explain this to you this morning because this has helped me a lot to understand and rest in God's faithfulness. God is a covenant-making God. And what does that mean and why is that important? Do we use that word in our society today? Very, very, very rarely will you hear the word covenant in our society today. But it's vitally important for every one of us as believers to understand what covenant is. because covenant is not a contract. We may rarely hear about the word. Well, probably the only place we hear about the word covenant outside the church is referring to marriage, which is also a covenant. Let me explain the difference between covenant and contract. A contract is a binding agreement between two or more parties, and this agreement sets out the individual rights of the parties and the obligations to which they will be legally bound. So I'm sure that many of you have signed a contract. Maybe we've purchased a car and we've signed a contract for finance on the car. Now that has certain agreements that you have agreed to, and it has certain agreements that the car sellers have agreed to. Now you've agreed to pay, but if you stop paying, they will come and repossess your car. Now you may have a workplace contract, but there's certain agreements that have taken place from both sides as far as that contract is concerned. You come to work and they pay you money, but if you stop coming to work, they will stop paying you money. The agreements of the contract have to be met, and a contract can be broken from either side, but that's not how covenant works. A covenant is very different from a contract. A covenant is a binding commitment that one person makes to another. And if we're talking about marriage, then it's a covenant, it's an agreement or a contract that I make one way. See, when I married Denise, I promised to love her, to cherish her, to respect her through sickness and in health, for better and for worse, forsaking all others as long as I shall live. That was my covenant to her. I promised that without condition. I didn't say to her, well, if you're nice to me, I will fulfill my part of the covenant. And I didn't say, if you make me breakfast every morning, like the one on the screen, I will fulfill my covenant contract with you. No, I made a covenant to Denise in marriage that had no obligation on her side, because it was my covenant to her. It came without condition. And God is a covenant-making God. That is why we can depend on His faithfulness, because His covenant promise doesn't depend on us, it's His. Let me show you how this worked. There's probably 8 to 9 covenants that God has made with men. Now, one of the covenants He made with men was with Noah. And He said to Noah, and He said, today I'll make a covenant with mankind that I will no longer flood the earth to rid the face of the earth of mankind. I will never do that again. Now, did Noah have any response needing to be made in that statement? No, it was a covenant. It's something that God said He would do or wouldn't do. See, man had nothing to do with that covenant. God made a covenant with Abraham. And I'll read you what it says. And in Genesis 17:1, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will make a covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be Abraham. Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I've made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you, and I shall establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants. Also, I will give to you and your descendants after you all the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. So this is the promise that God made to Abraham. Well, Abraham told his wife Sarah, and she laughed, thought that was hilarious because she was 90-odd years of age. And between them, they thought that it was taking a bit long for God to fulfill his covenant. So Abraham slept with his maid Hagar to hurry the process along. And even though Abraham had made this terrible mistake, God still honored the covenant he had made with Abraham. Why? Because God's covenant was about God's commitment to Abraham without conditions. And it was the faithfulness of God that brought it to pass. We can be happy this morning that we live in a covenant with God. He has declared and he has chosen to bless us and to look after us and to be faithful with us without relying on our commitment to that. Even the action of the sins of man could not stop God's covenant of faithfulness. Now, that doesn't give us a license to live unruly lives or sinful lives. But it gives us all the more reason why we should fall at the feet of God and bless him for his faithfulness. Now, that's good news for you and me. Despite our failings and our weaknesses, God is faithful. And we live in a new covenant. A covenant that's better than any covenant that's been expressed before. And that covenant is all about God's faithfulness to you, what he has done for you. He sent Jesus for you to die for you. His covenant is a covenant of incredible faithfulness. In 1 Corinthians 11:24, it says, it's when Jesus speaking, he said, "Take heed, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as many times as you drink it in remembrance of me." We need to thank Jesus every day of our lives for his faithfulness and the new covenant. You know, there's certain things that I really love about the faithfulness of God. And one of those things is that the faithfulness of God is new every morning. In Lamentations 3:22, it says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. But his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened last week, no matter what happened 10 years ago, God is faithful because his mercies and his faithfulness are new every morning. We can start again today and step into a new life in him. That's incredible. Only a faithful God would promise such a promise. The second thing I love about his faithfulness is he seems to like to surprise us with his faithfulness. Matthew 5:45 says, He makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good and send rain on the just and the unjust. So it doesn't matter whether you're in a bad season or a good season. And I'm not sure exactly how this works. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, right? But it doesn't matter the season you're in, because God sends rain on the good and the evil. But his faithfulness will be with you in no matter what season you find yourself in. He wants to take you through the circumstances you're experiencing now with his incredible faithfulness. Sometimes I'm just totally surprised at the faithfulness of God. We run a business and we rely on people booking us to do things for them so that our business succeeds and continues. And sometimes it's a little scary, you know. We don't always know what's going to happen next week or the week after. But praise God, for years now we've been booked several weeks in advance. And then all of a sudden a week came along, no one had booked. No money, no finances were going to come in, no one booked. So we're going, God, what's happening here? Have we done something wrong? Are we out of favor? What's happening, God? Why is there just suddenly no work on that week? Now, it was interesting, about 2 days before that week started, Denise had a positive COVID test, and a day later I had a positive COVID test, and we stayed at home for our week, not having to shift a job, not having to put anybody off, not having to inconvenience anything. Sometimes he shocks you at his faithfulness. But we need to be watching and ready for those things. He really wants to enjoy you in his faithfulness. I just asked the band to join me. The other thing I really love about God's faithfulness is that he invites us to enjoy his faithfulness. In Psalm 37:3, it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness." This is an open invitation to you to feed on his faithfulness. Can you imagine sitting down at a great banqueting meal and feeding on incredibly flavorful food? This is an invitation that God is stretching out to you this morning to feed on his faithfulness. He is a God who loves being faithful to you. I just sense in this season of transition, you need to be fully aware of the faithfulness of God. You need to be fully aware of God's blessing in your life to see you through this time with great blessing. This is a good season in God for you. We're just going to do something a little bit different here today. We just sense in the Holy Spirit that he just wants to minister to a few people. So I'm just going to pray and ask Pastor Denise to join me. And we're just going to believe God that he's going to speak to some of you in a prophetic manner about the season that's ahead. Amen? About the season that he's leading you into. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for your blessing today. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon us and you are here moving in this room. Lord, I just sense that you want to bless your people in this time and in this season, as this transition is made. Lord, we want to start by thanking you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for all of those times where you came through for us, where you helped us, you guided us, and you loved us. Lord, we just bless you this morning and thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord.
the risk of stating the obvious, there is a new sound in this house. And it's a good sound. It's an exciting sound. At the end of worship, I just wanted to get up and scream, hallelujah, praise God. This is God doing something. With a new season comes a new sound. And God is building on what has already been planted, what has been watered, what has been sowed for years and years and years. Faithfulness and sowing has been placed in this house. And the new season that's coming is a season of reaping what someone else has sown. It's a season of reaping what you've sown. The new sound that we hear in the house, praise God for the worship team. That's like there's a whole new level that's been stepped up in the worship. But that's because of people who have sown and sown and sown for many years to come. Rajiv and Welna, you guys have sown so much into this house. You have planted, you have prayed, you have sweated, you've toiled, you've lost sleep over this. You have built so much into this church, and you're entering a new season that is good. And this is your legacy. This worship team is your legacy. Come up here, guys. Let's pray for you. Come on. Stretch out your hands to these guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful, faithful couple. Lord, bless them. Lord, we thank you for what they've sown. We thank you for the years. We thank you for the season, the toil. They have sown. They have created a platform on which this next season is being built. Their faithfulness, their love for you. God, I pray that you grant them their heart's desire. And this is not over. You are about to step into a season of reaping, a new season of reaping what you've sown, a new season of seeing your legacy. Don't think this is all over and it's finished and I'm stepped back and they'll forget about all this. This is a season of reaping what you have sown. What you see happening on the platform and with worship is because of what you have sown so faithfully for such a long time. Lord, just bless them, we pray. Bless them, give them their heart's desire.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, he sees your heart and he loves your heart. And he's used you in a particular way. And he loves that. And he's appreciated that. But I just sense this is a season to be able to look further and maybe stand a little higher and see a little further, because he wants to use you for more. Not just in the area of music. Not just in the area of worship. He wants to extend that and do great things in that. But just believe that there's a season coming where he wants to shift anointings on you, change what you do, see you move into a place of ministry and power.
And a new season of working together, a new season. Valna, you have a prophetic heart, you have a prophetic spirit. You see things, but you have been very reluctant and not understanding exactly how it all falls into place. And I just encourage you, begin to pray fervently and just pray out the things you see and declare them in the spirit realm, even if it's not to people face to face to begin with. But I can see you guys working together, ministering together as a team, and just really coming together in this season. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And this beautiful lady leading worship this morning, I'd just like to reach out to you. Have you recorded or ever wanted to record a CD? I can see you writing music. You have a voice,
yes,
of an angel.
I've written two songs.
You've written two songs? There's more.
There's
more for you. You have an anointing upon your life. And I thank you, God, that you've brought her here for this season to build upon what has already been built, to reap what somebody else has sown. Don't take for granted. This is a season of reaping. It's not going to be as difficult as you've experienced in the past. And there are more songs in you. And I would encourage you, bring them forward and look for opportunities and begin to think about recording those songs and putting them on a CD or however it's done, MP3. But I can see you bringing out songs that usher in the sound of the kingdom. Like I said, the new season, there's a new sound. And that sound, there was a time in in Pentecost, when everyone was worshiping together and the sound was like the sound of a rushing wind. And that sound, it's interesting, the Bible tells us that thousands of people came from all over and many thousands were added to their number. How could that be? Because those people wouldn't have been within this room to hear the sound, but that sound traveled through the spirit realm and reached the ears of the hearts of people many, many miles away, and they were called by that sound. And in your worship, there is a call to worship. In your song, in your voice, there is a call to worship that will draw people because of the gift and anointing upon your life. This is the beginning of something that you have sowed and dreamed about and prayed about for such a long time.
Just believe the Lord. He's seen your struggle. He knows the struggle. He's seen your tears and seen your concerns. And He just wants to bless you and say that He loves you. And that this is a good season for you.
Thank you, Lord.
This is a good season. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a gentleman sitting third row from the back there with glasses on. I just sensed the Lord say that it's not too late. Don't think you're too old. Don't think this past. No, you. Yep. It's not too late. You're not too old. We're never too old in God. And He wants to use you in such a wonderful way and in a way that you will be blessed in the using of in God's use of you. You know, I just want to say that it's not too late. Just don't think you're too old.
And Joseph and Gina, our brother and sister, we love you guys so much. You have such a heart. It's a pastor's heart. And you care and you love and you reach out and you've shown that in your family. You're very generous. But I can just see God using you more in a pastoral caring role. I can see you just stepping up that little bit. And I know there might be circumstances that just need to align. But this is a whole new season for the church and the body of Christ. And I can see that those circumstances will line up. Trust God's faithfulness that He will set it up for you. Because you guys have a pastor's heart. You care for people. And God wants you to look after His sheep. Care for them. Love them. Reach out for them. Share your wisdom. Share your understanding. Share your experience. And just share your love. Let people see God's heart of love. Don't be shy. Just know that this is your heart's desire. And there is so much more for you guys. Bless them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. For all of you, this is a new season. You are building on what has been sown for years. The worship team have been so faithful for such a long time. Speakers, sorry. You're in a wonderful, exciting new season, and I can just see you guys, Pastor Cara and Pastor Harry, you have got the most amazing, future ahead of you. You know it's a new season as well. It's new for you. God is shuffling and changing and shifting. And for each one of you, there's so much more happening, but it's a season, I feel for each one of you, a season of reaping what other people have sown and also reaping what you have sown. Oftentimes you hear people stepping in and you hear about a church that's gone up and there's all this salvation and people getting saved and this whole new revival happening. But they don't just happen by themselves. They happen because people like Yin have prayed for the last 20, 30 years, cried in the middle of the night for changes to happen. For hundreds of years, faithful prayer warriors have been praying and sowing for this. Can we just bless Pastor Aaron as well? Is your wife here today? Oh, why are you sitting over there?
Let's stretch out your hand to all these guys. God, I thank you for everything that you've done. I thank you for the journey, the road that they've walked that caused them to have the experience, the understanding, the wisdom that they need for the future ahead. God, I just thank you that you've equipped them. You've trained them. Lord, I just bless you this morning for the new thing that you're doing. God, I just pray that there would be a greater anointing than they've ever experienced before, that they'd step into situations that they can tangibly sense your power and your authority, that there wouldn't be a lack, that there would be an incredible overflow of what you're doing in the power of the Spirit. God, I just thank you that like never before, they will experience you, that there will be an incredible depth of understanding of the Word and revelation of what you're releasing for each season. Lord, that this just won't be a one-off thing, but this will flow from their ministry for years to come, that they would walk in you and they would understand the seasons that they're in and they would be able to minister life in that season. God, we bless them today. Bless them today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. This is a new season. And I thank you, God, that you give them their heart's desire, that you anoint them and equip them right now. God is faithful, and this is your season as well. You've got things, you've got imaginations, you've got dreams that God has placed in your heart, and he's going to make a way for you. He's going to release people to you and opportunities and connections. I just hear things to do with networking and connections. It's like you need to meet a whole lot of people, and that these doors and opportunities will open. And you both have such a heart and passion to release the power and presence of God, because it's his power that transforms lives. And you know that, and you've seen that, and you want to see lives transformed in a powerful, mighty way. And the call is on the house. You have brought that call with you. The call has been prayed into being, and God has placed you here for such a time as this. God bless you. And I just charge you, if you feel to be armor bearers for this couple in the season that's coming, continue to pray for Pastor Pauline and Pastor Stuart, because they're your wonderful family. They're your pastors. They've been faithful. They're sowing, and they're all going through an interesting time of transition. And women, if you've ever had a baby, you know what transition's like. It can be really uncomfortable, and sometimes you feel like throwing up, and then you get the beauty of this child that comes forth, and it's a wonderful, wonderful season. So we need armor bearers, not just for Pastors Pauline and Stuart, but we need armor bearers for this beautiful couple, Aaron and Yvonne, Pastors Aaron and Yvonne. Bless them and hold them up in prayer in this season, because it's not an easy season, but it's a very exciting season.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Come on, let's just give God some thanks this morning. Let's give him a big round of applause. I'd like you all to stand. I got dripped on. Okay, we're just going to pray and then we're just going to worship for a moment. I'll hand over. Let's just close our eyes. If you're in this room today and you've never connected yourself to the love of God, if you've never accepted the invitation that Jesus Christ wants to come and he wants to take away your sins and shift you into a relationship with him, if you've never responded or received the gift that Jesus has for you, I want to give you the opportunity today. When I was talking about covenant, that's an agreement you can step into today. God wants to bless you with all the blessings of the covenant that he's cut with you. And that's available to you today. He wants to release you from your past and forgive you of every sin you've ever committed and walk with you as a father and a friend, but as your mighty God for every day of your life. If that's you today, I'd just like you to give me a quick wave. If you've never committed your life to Jesus Christ, just give me a quick wave and we'll pray for you now. Thank you. I see that hand. We're just all going to pray together. And as the man who lifted his hand, Lord, I ask that you pray from your heart this prayer and God will come in and he'll do something amazingly special with you. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I give you my life today. I thank you for what you've done for me. I thank you that you died on the cross to pay for every one of my sins. Today I receive that gift and your forgiveness, and I choose to walk away from those things. Today I give my life to you. and ask that you love me for all of my life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just give God a hand for the incredible thing he's done this morning. Thank you, Lord. Let's just spend a little bit of time in worship. Is that okay if we can just lead us in that song? Thank you.